From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. An Egyptian man accused of hijacking an EgyptAir jet Tuesday, forcing it to land in Cyprus, is in police custody following a court appearance Wednesday. Andreas Angelides is a police spokesman.
The suspect presented today before the court. Okay, he will stay in custody for 8 days, and the case is under investigation. So in this framework, we're going to take statements, we continue the inquiries in order to finish as soon as possible the whole case.
All 55 passengers aboard the EgyptAir jet were able to escape unharmed before the man turned himself into authorities at Larnaca Airport. Egyptian and Cypriot officials said the incident was not terror-related. They described the man, identified as Saif el-Din Mustafa, as mentally unstable. He had threatened to detonate a suicide belt, which authorities later determined was a fake. The United States Tuesday joined UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon in France in calling on Libyan authorities to allow a unity government based in Tunisia into the country to begin its work. John Kirby is a U.S. State Department spokesman.
We find reprehensible efforts by these individuals to undermine the political process, to derail the establishment of the Government of National Accord, and to slow, if not halt, the implementation of the Libyan political agreement signed in Sikrok.
That UN-brokered power-sharing deal announced in Morocco last December calls for creation of a unity government to end nearly 5 years of turmoil. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon called for cooperation with the new presidency council and said those obstructing the political process must be held to account. France said with the spread of Islamic State, it's urgent for Libya's factions to allow the unity cabinet to function. This is VOA News. Greek police patrolling the country's northern border clashed Tuesday with several hundred migrants and refugees who were blocked from crossing into Macedonia. Italy, meanwhile, has said the number of migrants rescued in its maritime operations this year has risen sharply, while the European Union says the number of migrants leaving Turkey for the West has dropped following an agreement with Ankara on returning migrants who don't qualify for asylum. The top U.S. general, Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman Joseph Dunford, said Tuesday that he has no doubt Russian intervention in Syria propped up the Bashar al-Assad regime.
With respect to Russian activity in Syria, there's absolutely no doubt that they stabilized the regime and they have put themselves in a position to influence a political solution. And we're still really assessing what the real meaning of their stated withdrawal is, or more importantly, what the impact is going to be. It's just been a matter of a week.
General Dunford said in Washington, Damascus was reeling back in July and August last year, but now is in much better shape. The U.S. has ordered military families to leave parts of southern Turkey over safety concerns. Pentagon spokesman Peter Cook said Tuesday the order involves hundreds of military dependents.
This was a decision made out of an abundance of caution. Given the overall picture, the security threats that we looked at in the region, there's no specific threat that triggered this, but a broader decision based on what we've seen in the region. You all have seen some of the things playing out in the region, that this decision was being made at this time.
The Pentagon said the decision is not permanent, adding that the Incirlik Air Base will continue to play a key role in bilateral operations against Islamic State. Seven suspected Somali pirates accused of hijacking a French yacht back in 2011, killing the owner and kidnapping his wife, went on trial Tuesday. The suspects face life in prison.
Nous attendons une répartition juste.
Lionel Moroni, lawyer of the abducted woman, Evelyn Colombo, said his client expects a legitimate and fair sharing of responsibilities. Colombo was in the hands of pirates for 2 days after her husband was murdered. She was rescued by the Spanish Navy. Morocco has rejected a UN explanation of a remark made by Secretary General Ban Ki-moon, who described Morocco's annexation of the Western Sahara as an occupation. The foreign ministry says that was a premeditated act to alter the nature of the dispute. Deputy U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken warned Tuesday North Korea's ongoing nuclear and missile testing is a profound threat to regional stability. Speaking in Washington Tuesday, he urged China to see to it that its ally Pyongyang get on a path to denuclearization. The head of the U.S. Central Bank said the Federal Reserve should proceed carefully as it looks to gradually raise a key interest rate. Federal Reserve Chairman Janet Yellen says there's continued concern over the state of the global economy and the risks it poses to the U.S. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.